What if your personal or business brand was so focused and so on target that it was easy for everyone in your organization to understand? What if you connected with your clients on an emotional level so deeply that they never forgot you? This is what the most successful brands in the world do. It's not about ad budgets. It's about developing a consistent brand, no matter the industry, location, or size of the company. Discover your brand and create an amazing, foolproof marketing strategy. This is the Brand Archetypes Podcast, hosted by Kevin Scarrett and Amy Zander, owners of BrandArchetypes.com. Join them on a journey to discover your most powerful, true brand.
Welcome back to the Brand Archetypes Podcast. This is Kevin Scarrett, and I am with Amy Zander. Hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm doing good, Kevin. How are you?
I'm great. So back earlier in the year, we did the whole series of archetypes where we took a deep dive into each one of the archetypes and talked about what it means and all the nuances of it, the benefits of it and all that. But we really didn't have any kind of a how-to guide or what to do about each of the archetypes. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners are wondering about that. So we are going to start a new series of each of the 12 archetypes where we talk about how to market with each one. So what we're going to cover today are the do's and don'ts of the mother archetype, which is our first one. We're going to talk about what to focus on. We're going to talk a little bit about the words and stories that you would use in your marketing, the brand elements you would use in your marketing, how to create marketing campaigns. We're going to do some critiques of some commercials that we've picked out. And hopefully this kind of review will help the listeners who have chosen the mother archetype on what to do and some ideas of how they can proceed with actual real marketing campaigns. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea. So okay. Yeah, so we're starting with the do's and don'ts, huh?
Yeah. All right. Let's go through some of those.
Sure. So first off, I'd like to say that I think we've mentioned this once or twice before, but we always tell people that it's often more helpful when you're studying ideas for brands or looking for ideas to look to other companies that have a same archetype as you or similar brand campaigns, not necessarily in the same industry or providing the same services and products.
And it could be wildly different. You know, right. You could be a heart surgeon looking at a bass fishing shop.
Right. Know, that's pretty different. Although I bet a lot of heart surgeons go fishing. Anyway. So that's one of the things to do is to seek out other mother archetypes and look at what they're doing. And a little bit later, we're going to give you a few examples and you can find more of those on our website page. So that's the first do. Another thing to do is to be sure that you're solidifying the main concepts and feelings. And again, the reason why Brand Archetypes works is because it's really focusing on those emotions.
And so, what are the main concepts of the mother?
Yeah, so if you think about how a mother typically makes you feel, that's going to be warmth, nurturing, caring, supportive, offering guidance, love, basically making you feel like you're being taken care of and supported. Yeah, exactly. So the mother brand is going to focus a lot on customer service, providing answers, support, solution, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. And the biggest don't to do is to not veer away too much at all from that feeling and those emotions. And you do want to avoid some of the opposite archetypes, which would be maybe like the ruler and the outlaw and, you know, the people that your mother warned you about. Right? Yeah.
No, I think that last one, the not veering away too much, is probably the hardest tip because it's easy to know when you are consciously very objectively trying to do something like focus on one of the main ideas. The problem with when you're veering away too much from it, from the main ideas, is you're not paying attention to it. That's why you're veering away. So to tell people don't veer away too much say, well, don't make these mistakes when you're not paying attention.
Right.
So it's like, oh, okay, that's hard.
Right.
I gotta be paying attention all the time. Yeah, kind of. So I guess, you know, if we follow those do's and don'ts, we should next try to figure out what we should focus on. So you listed the ideas of warmth and nurturing and, you know, caring. Those are the big ideas. And again, think about, you know, a very classic mother-child relationship. You know, what's in the mind of the mom and what are they doing and what are those big ideas, right? But it's also some other ideas that you can throw into the mix. Things, and you mentioned a couple of them, like support and help and guidance and nurturing. Safety is a big one. You know, if you have a product and your competitor's product is kind of sketchy and maybe not so safe, well, you can really capitalize on that by being the mother, right? Remember, we have sub-archetypes that, you know, we split some of these archetypes into two, and in one case, three or four. And the mother archetype is one of those where we have the mother as one of the sub-archetypes. We have the healer or the doctor as a second sub-archetype. So this concept of healing and healthiness, don't forget about that. That's a main idea under the mother archetype. And I would say, because I know that our next section is all about words and stories, I think another focus point, and it's probably the biggest one, and it's the reason I saved it for last, is let the words that you pick. Now, remember, we have word banks that you can get from us for $29.95. Yeah, we're selling them because an enormous amount of work was put into them. But when you look at these word lists, you're going to get a lot of inspiration and you're going to get this really strong, powerful feeling of what to focus on. That's great. Do that. But also let some of the words kind of inspire you and direct you of what to focus on. So let's take the word homey. So if I say, Amy, if I say the word homey, tell me what kinds of ideas pop into your head or what kinds of images pop into your head.
Well, homey definitely reminds me of being comfortable, safe, mm-hmm. cared for, warm, mm-hmm. maybe like...
So where are you when you feel that?
At home. I mean, like at home or, you know...
Where, like, in your home?
Well, like either the kitchen or mm-hmm. like the living room, TV room, where I'm on a big comfy couch, maybe watching TV or got a blanket, reading a book, mm-hmm. sipping mm-hmm. hot cocoa, something like that. That
right?
That's coming up, you know, winter is coming.
Absolutely.
Right.
So say that.
Right. But yeah, I mean, that's homey. And, you know, and I kind of think too, like my grandmother's house was really homey and it always had a yeah. particular smell to it that was good. She baked a lot, and I'd walk into the house and it always smelled either like toast right. or cookies or something like that. So there's always the smell too that goes with it.
Okay. So I just threw out the word homey. I asked you a question. And because it was a word thing, you ran with it.
I did,
and
yeah.
Now you're describing, you know, the grandma's cooking and the smells of the kitchen and snuggling up on the couch in the living room. Do you think you could take what's now in your head and turn it into a branded commercial?
Oh, absolutely. Or, I mean, I can probably yeah. think of two or three that have already done that off the top of my head.
That's right, right.
Yeah, okay. for sure.
The point is the words that you are choosing to reinforce your brand, they can also inspire you. And don't forget to focus on them, because when you focus on the really powerful words, you are simultaneously focusing on the really powerful ideas within the brand. And that's what we need to do, right? So tell us more about words and stories.
Sure. So we've thrown out a few more words here. And in that first episode that you mentioned that we really did the deep dive into the mother, I listed a whole bunch of words and phrases from our word bank. I'm not going to do that as much here, but I was thinking about some of my favorites that I feel really capture the supportive nature of the mother. Mm-hmm. But they might not be as obvious or overdone as some of the ones that we just mentioned. So things like considerate. The mother archetype is going to always be considerate of their clients and their customers and their feelings. They're going to be dedicated. You know, mothers are dedicated to their families. And sincere. Sincere goes right back to that whole trust. Trust is a big factor of the mother archetype. Mm-hmm. And stable. So like, unlike, you know, the jester or the outlaw or something like that, that is going to be, you know, crazy or funny or different or weird or kind of anything goes. That's not the mother archetype. They're stable. You always know what to expect. You're not going to get the like bipolar mother or the mood swing mother or anything like that. They're going to be, be stable.
the tequila mom.
The tequila mom. Right. Yeah. That's a whole nother brand.
Right. Now, our astute listeners are probably saying themselves, well, you know, the word dedicated sounds a lot like hero, and the word stable sounds a lot like neighbor. Well, that's true. But don't think that every single element, every word, every phrase, every image, every everything needs to ooze the archetype in every single way. There are nuances and there are overlaps for sure. But yeah, I love these words. In fact, the word considerate, I first read it and my ears perked up and go, is that really mother? And I'm like, yeah, it really is. So yeah. Is that one in the word bank?
It is. Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. There's something about it. It didn't strike me right away, but yeah, absolutely. As soon as you started talking about it, yeah, it's right there in the pocket.
Yeah. And I don't know if I think I've explained this before in an episode, but one of the really cool exercises that I usually have all my clients do once they get their word bank, I have them go through all the pages with a highlighter and highlight all the words that really jump out at them, because you're going to like some and not others. We all have our preferences. Sure. And then I suggest that they take all their highlighted words and take each one and plug it into like thesaurus.com or something like that and come up with variations to make basically your own word bank that is directly related to you and your business. Mm-hmm. That's more focused and not just the mother in general, but your mother brand. And right. that's something that I have a lot of my clients do. So again, that's another good use of those awesome word banks.
If there was only an app for that.
That would be cool. Oh, somebody should work on that. So anyway, the next thing, you know, like you said, is tell the story. Like when you threw out the word homie, and then I kind of, you know, came up with this little story or picture in my head about what homie meant. So that's the next thing about your brand, is once you have these words and things that are related to your brand, you want to start telling stories. And I mean, an easy way to start thinking about that is you can pick any aspect of parenting, toddlers, staying safe, educating your, you know, like right now, a lot of parents are having to educate their kids at home, me included. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, all the ups and downs and battles that happen with tweens and teens, becoming young adults, quality time, things like that. Those are all, you know, good stories. You can come up with a multitude of stories for those scenarios. But this is not to say that the mother is just about parenting. I mean, that's an easy correlation, mm-hmm. but it's not just about parenting. But you are taking care of your clients in a way that a mother would, which is a broad spectrum. I mean, mothers are dynamic and have lots of sides. They can be stern, accountable, loving. They can be fierce and protective. And again, like there can be a little bit of crossover with some of the archetypes that are, you know, closer related, have the same energy level, things like that. But you just always have to remember that you're tapping into that nurturing emotion. And if you do that, your brand will be golden.
So if by chance, just, you know, this is a pure hypothetical, but if you were a mother at home, but an outlaw brand at work, you know, you come up with words like fierce.
Right. Yes.
Which is...
That is me.
You. Yeah, that is you. Me. That is absolutely you.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, but there's that mama bear part of stuff. You know, which is, in really, that goes all into that protection and supportive kind of thing, not necessarily the fierce part of it. But you can play with these things within your brand.
I don't know if you've ever noticed, but I have never stepped between you and Henry.
Right. No, well, he's getting pretty big, though. He can take care of himself pretty well. But yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about the brand elements. You know, the things that go into your campaign creations, your marketing, everything that you do in your business that are not related to the words and storytelling. It's the other stuff. So obvious picks are, you know, this is just a redo of what we talked about in our first session on the mother. You know, pick warm colors if they fit and they make sense. You know, pick images of mothers and grandmothers as part of your people selection, right? You don't want to pick a scary pirate person, you know, or, you know, you got to be really selective about the
right. Unless there's the mother, pictures. Unless there's a mother facing that pirate down.
That is right. Or it's a
pirate. Or the pirate's mother, right?
That's right. Right, right.
Exactly.
Yeah. And we're joking right. a lot here, but it is true. You know, you think about Campbell's soup commercials where they have professional athletes. They always have the mother or the grandmother there. Right?
Yeah.
So it's not just about the mothers. It's about the emotions that mothers make you feel. So when you see a really very loving, caring relationship going on between a mother and a child, it's pretty obvious. It's very straightforward. But it's not at the exclusion of every other thing that evokes those emotions. So if you show a family that had, you know, two husbands, you know, this is 2020, not 1950, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to get back to this in a little bit when we talk about specific campaigns, but think about the possibility that a dad could make you feel the same way, you know, showing dads in a commercial and talking about dads. Dads are parents too, and dads can express love and caring and nurturing and all that, right? Okay, so let's talk about specific imagery. We brought up the word homie before. So let's take the word homie and have you now start thinking about the imagery. Now, I asked you already to do that, Amy, and you did a great job of talking about grandma cooking in the kitchen and snuggling on the couch. So do the exact same thing. When you pick images, you should instantly get the feeling of motherly ideas and motherly emotions as soon as you see it. It should be powerful imagery that supports these ideas. I suggest that more often than not, you're going to be picking bright versus dark images, you know, like bright, sunny kitchens, you know, with you and your grandmother, right? Although you could have a, you know, warmly lit den or, you know, the fireplace flickering light on you. So, you know, specific scenery and specific imagery could be dark, but generally, if you have the bright sunny day where the grandpa's playing with the kids in the backyard, right? That kind of imagery is going to be a lot easier to create the overall emotion of caring and nurturing, right? Don't forget that we have the subarchetype of the doctor. So thinking images of healthiness, you know, don't go too youthful though, because you now start to smack of like the hero and the innocent and things like that. And the focus is not on the actors themselves. You know, if you show a bunch of kids and you're trying to evoke motherly emotions, you're going to probably need to show the mother, right? Just be conscious of when you're selecting specific images with specific scenarios and specific actors, it's the overall emotion that you're really trying to go for. I suggest that you do have lots of people. You know, if you're trying to evoke an emotion like caring is an emotion that one person imparts on another. So it's very difficult to evoke those emotions with just one or zero people. Right. So mother archetypes are probably going to have more people in their marketing than other archetypes. And if you think about it, or if you're trying to create a campaign where there's a voiceover artist, or if you're creating a campaign where it's going to be broadcast over radio and it's only audio, think about the voice actors. Their voices should by themselves evoke warmth and nurturing and caring. You know, think Morgan Freeman, you know, that rich velvety voice of his is just so, so popular in movies because it just sounds trustworthy. It's just got that awesome vibrato, right?
Right, soothing.
Okay, so let's talk about some marketing campaigns.
Sure. So, you always want to focus on the brand ideas more than the products or services that you're trying to sell. So, if you think, I mean, Nike is a hero brand, but if you think about some of their most recent ad campaigns, they don't even really talk about their shoes or their clothes or anything like that. It's just really all about being a hero. So if you, that's the goal. The goal is to elicit the ideas and the feelings that you want people to have when they work with you more powerfully than what you're actually selling. Print pieces can get away with being a little bit more word heavy because it's print, as long as it's very helpful, informative, easy to understand. You don't want to get bogged down and mired in statistics. That would be more like the guru archetype.
And the I would say that just to kind of counter this, you're suggesting that it can be a little bit more word heavy for a mother archetype because it's informative. But if it's if you were like the ruler archetype, because those audiences or those emotions, you just want to kind of get to the point and down and dirty and just get it out of the way. I don't have time to pussyfoot around, that kind of stuff. You're probably going to keep things nice and tight and short, right? Is it?
Absolutely. Yeah, the mother might be a little bit more, have a little bit more explanation and patience, that kind of thing. But only you can only be word heavy as long as it's like I said, helpful and also supported by some really good imagery that you've already did a great job of kind of talking about. Because the visuals are so critical for this archetype. And if you're struggling to get started, feel, like Kevin said, like feel free to go with the obvious, show a mother and a child in some situation and then relate it to what you're pitching. And if you, if once you get a feel for it, you can branch out and be a little bit less obvious. And another thing you need to consider too is like what platforms you're using. Like if you're going heavy on social media and the gender differences. So like Pinterest is skewing like 70 plus percent female users on Pinterest, way more heavily female users. So if you're creating some campaigns for Pinterest, you just like want to keep that in mind. And also in your ad targeting, if you're like Facebook ads, Instagram ads, LinkedIn ads, you can target specific genders and ages with those too. So and consider that. Yeah, and I mean, we're not trying here to give you a list of the kinds of campaigns you should create, like social media versus radio versus, I mean, that would be like way too huge and lots of podcast episodes. But we're just trying to give you a general idea of, the overall feeling. And again, it's that feeling, it's that emotion that we're just trying to drive home that you want to capture.
I've always tried to find a way to explain to customers, and I did this myself when I had my agency had actual brick and mortar with real employees under a roof. I always told my customers that the best way to treat a creative person is to not give them exact guidance, like, I think that image needs to be 3 pixels to the right, and the color blue should be Pantone 2652.
Right.
Yes, you give
Micromanaging is what that's called.
it is, but for a creative person, you just completely removed all possible future
You just
creativity.
ruined their day.
You really, truly, truly did, and there's a lot of people who don't really understand that. And they don't even know they're doing it. So a better approach would be, I'm not really sure about this section of this image. Can we redo it? And then give them the latitude, right? So the reason I'm bringing that up is we're trying to do that right here. We're trying to give you direction and guidance and some helpful ideas and tips. But if we say, you really need to have a 62 and a half year old new grandfather with a 7-year-old daughter who's got, auburn hair. No, we're not telling you how to create your campaigns. Let your creative people run free, but give them this kind of guidance, and boy, you'll be amazed at how powerful they can tap into it because you've given them that creative latitude, right?
Yeah, and I've often found too that because archetypes are so simple and everybody pretty much understands the 12 main ones, it really only takes about a 10 or 15 minute conversation to explain the archetype in general. And when I do that with the creative people and then say, okay, turn them loose, they get it. They come up with amazing things because it's just any of these archetypes are not hard to understand. We get them.
That's right. Okay, yeah. Let's do some fun stuff. Let's go through some videos. Now, if you go to brandarchetypes.com and in the menu at the top of the page, you can go to the mother archetype, and at the near the bottom of that page, there are a bunch of videos that are embedded on the page you can watch. And I picked out three of the four that are there. The obvious one is Campbell Soup. And anytime you hear any person talking about archetypes and then they start talking about the mother, they're more than likely going to put Campbell Soup right at the top of the list because it's such an obvious mother archetype. But I think that these other videos are a little bit more interesting. So Toms of Maine, famous for their healthy products and the way they approach the, you know, environmental issues, and they really come across as a very powerful mother archetype. And there's one video that's on that page where it's a woman named Bev, and she's talking about her family's choices and how she cares about her kids, and all the imagery is just like we were talking about earlier. You know, it's the parents with the kids and the bright lights and the happy, smiley people. It's just, it's kind of awesome. You know, what anything that you can think of about that video?
Well, it's a good example of storytelling, like you said, and storytelling should be part of anybody's marketing plan. But yeah, I mean, especially when you start talking about the choices people make, because I mean, we live in a society where you go to the store and there are, I don't know, how many toothpaste choices would there be on the shelf?
In the toothpaste 20, aisle?
Yeah, I mean, at least 20, if not more. And right. So, and how do you decide? And so telling that story about why you make the choices that you make in that story is pretty powerful, coming from somebody who's trustworthy and somebody you can relate to.
And I think putting that video up first is kind of a slam dunk. It's really straightforward. It's really classically mother, and there's nothing wrong with it at all. It's a very well done commercial, right?
Right.
So our next one, talk to us about the next one.
So this is a Dove commercial. It kind of breaks some stereotypes. It starts out showing babies and referring to a young girl. They ask a lot of questions about how she sees the world and what ifs. It's very parental, you know, like what we want for our kids. We parents think about how the kids see the world, they're navigating the world, how they're going to grow up, what they're going to be. And the video is all female. So,
yeah. I found that one, it's very, has all the right emotions. And, you know, we're talking about soap here. You know, we're not talking about, you know, parental relationships. We're talking about soap. That's the product. But this one I thought was different in that the focus was on not the parent imparting caring and parental direction, but it's the changes that the kid goes through. And, you know, what happens if we did things differently as parents and as a world? You know, how would our kids see the world differently? And I thought that was a nice little spin, you know, that changing the perspective. You still have all the emotions, but the perspective shifted from the mother to the kid.
Right.
Yeah. And so our third video, we picked Dove again as a product. And remember earlier I said dads can be mothers as well. They can't be mothers.
Right.
Can be fathers,
well, but they evoke the same feelings. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Right. And so from a brand perspective, the answer to that question is absolutely yes. They can evoke the same feelings. So watch that video and see if you feel like they succeeded. Did they impart the same nurturing, caring, loving feelings that all the other motherly commercials, they are very specific in the emotions that they're trying to evoke. And I think they did it very successfully with dads.
Yeah, and I'm going to throw out my own personal opinion right here. Mm-hmm. I think in general, fathers are not depicted enough in ads and shows and things like that these days. It just, my husband and I have had lots of discussions about this. Like, and I feel like oftentimes if they are shown, they're shown as like doofuses. Mm-hmm. And or they're just absent from shows and things like that, like absent father, things like that. And I feel like if you have a competitor or something like that, that might be a little bit more gestury, or they're showing a dad that's being silly or, you know, stupid. Mm-hmm. You can counter that with this powerful parental, right. Safety, nurturing kind of emotion. I think that's really, that's just really important.
So, as part of the, COVID pandemic lockdown, binge TV watching, Francie and I just recently started from the beginning, starting at episode one, watching Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh, that's a good show. Yeah.
Yeah, he is definitely not the mother. Right. Deborah is the mother, and right. he's the doofus.
Right, right. Well, there's just this recent commercial on right now where there's his dad, and he's standing in the middle of the living room playing. He's got a VR headset on, and he's, mm-hmm. like, practicing tennis. And the mother and the daughter are sitting on opposite sides of him, and they're like rolling their eyes at him and like making fun of him. I'm like, why? He's the one up there doing something. You guys are sitting on the couches. Like, that's it, right. just bugs me. I'm just like, I don't know. It just seems like there's this trend to portray dads as stupid, and it bothers me. Well, but anyway, that's a tangent.
Sometimes some of us are. Okay, so we're at a little under a half an hour right now. So let's spend the next couple of minutes, and we'll wrap up. Let's spend the next couple of minutes. Let's make our own video. I'm going to throw an idea out at you. So the product is, we're going to sell life insurance.
Fun. Right? Exciting.
Selling life insurance. So picture, a mom and dad. Of course, because this is the obvious pick, right? A mom and dad teaching their kid how to ride a bike.
Okay.
Okay, how in the heck is that? You're wondering, what does that have to do with life insurance? And the answer is?
Well.
Nothing.
Nothing, right, exactly.
Right? We're trying to evoke the emotion of how the parents care for their kids, right? And what better vision or imagery than teaching your little kid how to ride a bike, right? That's just awesome. Why do we have life insurance? It's because we care for our kids, right? So mm-hmm. it's fun, it's relatable, right? Okay, now the next part of the scene is there's a male woman walking the opposite direction, and she has to kind of hop out of the way, and she's looking down at the little kid who's now successfully riding her bike for the first time. She's got this big, happy, smiley smile on her face, and she hands the mail to the parents. And, it, you know, of course, there's something there from the insurance company, the life insurance company, which now allows you to do a segue to another scene, right? Mm-hmm. So what kind of music would you play during this kind of scene, Amy?
Ooh, I think I like acoustic guitar. I think that would work. You know, light and airy. It's got all the brand mm-hmm. elements. Not too complicated. Perfect. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay, so let's now have them switch to a scene where they're back in the house and the little kid's, you know, taking off her bike helmet and is all happy and everything. And there's, you know, there's a scene where there's a family at game night, and we get to see some of the older kids, right? You know, maybe the little girl was 7 and the older kid, the older daughter is like 15 or 16 and is, you know, talking about driving and stuff like that. I mean, you can switch the scene to anything else you want.
Sure, yeah.
By showing the whole family, it kind of reinforces more of this whole I need security kind of thing. And then, you know, why not fast forward to a scene where you're now at the older daughter's wedding, right? The emotions that happen over time, and, you know, the parents now have a little bit of gray hair. And, you know, we've told in less than a minute an entire story about this family. And again, what does it have to do with life insurance?
Nothing directly, really. I mean,
nothing directly, right?
But it's the emotions about that security and protection and wanting to support your kids. And
right. Yeah. So take this kind of scenario. We suggested earlier that maybe you try to get some inspiration from one or two of the words that are in the word bank, you know, words that you come up with on your own. And then let your creative juices flow, doing exactly what we just did, where we talk about scenarios. How can we reinforce this one specific kind of emotion? And it doesn't have to relate directly to life insurance, right? It needs to relate to the brand. So a lot of people find this exercise very difficult because they feel they need to talk about the benefits and the bullet points of their product or their service. And that's just not true, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I find these exercises really fun. So I like talking to people about this kind of stuff, but that's because this is what we do, storytelling, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So if you find yourself being drawn to the mother archetype, think that it'll work well for your business, and you have any questions about how to proceed, please give us a call. You can contact us through our website at brandarchetypes.com. Either call us or send us an email. And if you like that word list for the mother archetypes that we've been talking about, you can get that from us as well. Just let us know. And follow us on all the social platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, all the good things, at Brand Archetypes.
Well, this was fun. I expect that we'll probably go through the other 11 basic archetypes in the upcoming, not every week we'll be doing this. Well, you know, every other week or so. So it'll probably take us a few months to get through them all again. But I look forward to the next ones. That was kind of fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, we'll talk to you next week.
Have a good week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Brand Archetypes Podcast. Are you ready to discover your company's archetype? Check out brandarchetypes.com, where you can download the book, find out about archetype-specific strategies, connect with us on social media, and sign up for our newsletter.